4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. And here I am, your little host, Alex Jones, on our little show going out coast to coast on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on global shortwave, the internet, satellite, you name it. We're going to have wide open phones yet again today, and of course some great guests, and we're going to go into all of the latest news and developments proving that we have this corrupt world government, and well, hopefully spurring you to action to educate yourself on these facts and then to go out and warn others. Look at these headlines today. Columbine files to be destroyed. This out of the Denver Post. Victims' families want depositions made public. But the feds want all that stuff secret, including the videotapes of what really happened inside. Oh, they've released 10 seconds of Harrison Kleibold stumbling around in the cafeteria, but that's about it. Why were the SWAT teams kept outside for 4 hours? Police admitted in depositions that they had shot quite a few of the children. Why are they destroying this evidence? Well, the evidence that's out shows that Harris and Kleibold weren't shooting anybody. This was a federal operation. I'll go back into that today. Also, did Bush serve? Did Bush serve? Now, this has been discussed ad nauseum on this network, by this show, by other shows. The documents are out. His actual record is out, is public. He went AWOL for over a year and a half. Anyone else would have been arrested for this. And now it's finally coming out that he just wasn't a draft dodger, folks. He got an elitist appointment to the Air National Guard here in Texas, and then he walked off from that to embrace Jack Daniels and cocaine. Did Bush serve? Claims he was an Alabama guard, but there's no record. See, he went to work for a campaign in Alabama, and he just quit, folks. He walked off. So we'll get into that. Also, big headline here. Are you ready for a militarized police force? The Bush administration is calling for the repeal of the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878, a law passed after the Civil War to prohibit the deployment of federal military forces onto American streets to control civilian lives, otherwise known as martial law. That's the mainstream article, otherwise known as martial law. That's not Alex Jones. No, my friends, that's the Veil News here. So we'll be going over that. Also, gun owners begin lying down weapons. This is laying down weapons. This is out of the Advertiser, big paper in Australia. And they have begun to turn in. First, they banned almost all the guns. Now they're banning the rest. People are dutifully showing up and turning them in. Of course, about 5 years ago, the real Crocodile Dundee, the guy who was Mr. Australia that the movies were made about, not Mr. Hogan, but the real Crocodile Dundee, the famous hunter and tracker, he wouldn't turn his guns in. The SWAT team dropped by and gunned him down at his home in cold blood. So they've taught a lot of folks lessons out there. You turn your guns in, we bring in the illegal aliens, we take your jobs, we break the country down. You like the New World Order? Now they're announcing, yeah, we got a DNA database from all of you at birth. Yeah, we're taking all your freedoms. Yeah, how do you like it? Yeah, we're taking your land. Yeah, that's right, we're the New World Order. So gun owners begin laying down their weapons. Here's another one. More people were killed with knives than guns in 2002, says statistics in Canada. That's an interesting little headline there. We'll be getting into that. This is just some of the news. Yeah, we got some Arnie news as well. But a big show lined up for you on this 2nd of October, 2003, Thursday edition. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I'm Alejandro Jones. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
I want to talk to you about a serious problem and a number of ways it may affect you. If you have trouble picking up your grandchild, doing the gardening, golfing, or just getting out of bed comfortably, I want to introduce you to a revolutionary new breakthrough called Feels Like a New Knee. The name should tell you exactly why we want you to have the chance to try this remarkable product out for yourself for 30 days at our risk. We have over 10,000 people right now who swear by this product each and every day. They wouldn't get up in the morning without it, and you shouldn't either, particularly when we guarantee it will make a huge difference in your life. It will help solve the problem or you don't pay. Let's hear from some of those 10,000.
It's just absolutely miraculous. It's hard to believe. You've got to try it. Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
For complete details and to try Feels Like a New Knee, call 1-800-442-1102. 1-800-442-1102.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, 8 minutes into this first hour. We're going to have wide open phones today on the show. Toll-free number to join us on air to discuss any news item you've seen on television or read in the newspaper, or more importantly, propaganda you've seen in the dramas and sitcoms and the fiction where the real mind control is being meted out to the American people and the people of the planet. If you want to comment on any of that, bring up issues that I've missed or things that you think are important or particular facets of societal trends, this show is about discussing our world and about discussing history and the trends and what powerful people try to do and, well, what the global crime syndicate known as the New World Order is up to. So, again, the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Columbine files to be destroyed. This is out of the Denver Post. Victims' families want depositions made public. Oh, but the government says it's national security. And, well, I guess it really is national security. A special room under strict lock and key, filled with evidence from two settled Columbine cases, is being shut down, and a federal magistrate has ordered some of the materials, including depositions of the killers' parents, destroyed. why in this huge murder case, 14 dead, this huge spectacle on Adolf Hitler's birthday in 1999, or the day after Adolf Hitler's birthday, why would you see the destruction of that evidence? Well, Oklahoma City, they blow up the building, they tear it down, they take it to a landfill, a private Wackenut landfill, pour concrete over it, dig a 30-foot deep pit, and have armed guards with Heckler and Koch submachine guns right now to guard that. To guard that entombed concrete within concrete. Same thing with the World Trade Center. They had the company control demolition, the same folks that did the demolition, the second demolition, you know, getting rid of the evidence, there at Oklahoma City. They ran that World Trade Center's a year and a half ago, tearing that down, and shipped it to China, and even the firefighters threw a fit and said, you're destroying evidence. There's a cover-up here. It was on all the New York papers. Never saw it in your local paper, though, or on the news. Kind of regionalized, but over and over again, just got to destroy that evidence. Of course, I remember the children coming out. I remember the reports that there were several other full-grown men in black ski masks and black outfits shooting children inside, and later several of the police admitted, crying, that I'd shot, that, you know, that they had shot. They said, I had shot children. Oh, ho, I'm so sad I killed the children, crying about it. And that came out in the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post, but kind of got swept under the rug. And then you got the feds grabbing the surveillance camera tapes and then releasing 10 seconds of Harris and Kleibold running around the cafeteria. There were over 100 propane butane bombs, but they claim these guys just came out of the parking lot shooting and attacking. But there were 100, not a dozen, 100, some of them huge, propane and butane bombs all over the school, over 100, and you've got the sheriff and the school principal at Subway, just so happens during school that morning, having a meal together, and about, what did they say, 40% of the teachers were out that day. The school was about half empty. Just folks didn't come to school that day. And Harris and Kleibold, they had interesting parents. One was a nuclear physicist, the other an Air Force officer. They both worked for private defense contractors in interesting capacities. And the founder of the Trenchcoat Mafia, 2 years before the tragic events in 99, was the son of a prominent FBI agent, coursework case. Harris and Kleibold ran the school's internet and made a video about how they were going to kill everybody just a few months before. But again, let's just ignore all that. But you can't ignore it when they're going to destroy the evidence. A special room under strict lock and key filled with evidence from two settled Columbine cases is being shut down, and a federal magistrate has been ordered that the materials, including depositions of the killer's parents, be destroyed. The room in the federal courthouse in downtown Denver was set aside in 2002 to house particular documents and materials deemed to be worthy of special handling and security, according to court documents. Now the two cases have been settled. U.S. Magistrate Judge Patricia Cohen is apparently cleaning house. Oh. But her order has angered families of Columbine victims and others who want information from depositions on the parents of the killers, Eric Harris and Dylan Kleibold, to be made public. Yeah, there's a bunch of lawsuits still going on, but they won't release the depositions of the police and of the parents and of the witnesses and the other children. We just can't release that in lawsuits or court cases. Just, you can't have the eyewitnesses. You got to have depositions. Just, no, you just can't read what's in them. No, 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 you can't touch it. Why is that? And it says, who are they protecting, said Rich Patrone, the stepfather of slain student Daniel Rohrbauer. I'm pronouncing that right. And, Rohrbauer was one of the guys who was shot by the police. Are they protecting the murderers' families? There should be a public outcry. Rohrbauer. There we go. Oh, we got it right. Patrone and others believe that information gleaned from the depositions could possibly prevent another Columbine tragedy from happening. Reflecting on recent school shootings throughout the country, Patron called the destruction order by Cohen ridiculous. Well, yeah, if you think Judge Cohen's a good person, doesn't make any sense to destroy evidence. It's ridiculous. You don't do that for just a basic murder case or a rape case or an armed robbery. But in this case, just it's like Waco, a little concrete church records vault with a hole on the top. They had the bulldozers crush that, haul it off, bury it in a big pit at a private landfill, and pour concrete into it and mix it all together. By the way, I talked to one of the concrete truck drivers, folks. I already knew about this, and I asked him about it because I rebuilt, with listeners of this show, a memorial church that seats about 400, a two-story church, there at Mount Carmel a few years ago. I was tired of folks talking about how sad they were about Waco. I thought because we were cowards and didn't do anything then, we could do something now. So we built them that nice church, and while they were, all we'd have the concrete trucks out there pouring, I would talk to the concrete truck drivers, and one of them particularly said, oh yeah, I was hired. They had dozens of trucks there, and we were to mix the chunks of the church records vault in with the concrete. Same thing with Oklahoma City. You have controlled demolition of the building, you haul it away under guard, you dig a pit, and then you break it up in pieces, and you pour concrete in with it. There's no reason to do that. That's to destroy the evidence, so in 100 years, 1,000 years, archaeologists won't be able to go in and separate it out and find out what's going on and look at what developed. It'll all just be one big merged blob. That's how the mafia likes to kill people, or after they've killed them, they like to dispose of them, you know, and burying them in a large foundation of a structure. They found dead bodies in entombed in concrete. Well, it's just a great way to seal something up. You can't just dig in and prove anything. But again, I mean, just criminality right in your face, folks. I don't know what you what else you want to know about these people. And I don't want to spend all day on Columbine, but I know we have a lot of listeners there in Colorado, but we cover the whole state on several great, like six great stations were on there. And I'd like to know from the listeners there in Colorado what they think about this, particularly. And think of all the police state gas milers they got out of this. In my film, The Takeover, I show how even before Columbine, they had FEMA and the Secret Service, quote, involved in school drills. And it just conveniently, the shooting happened the week before the NRA convention, right while the big anti-gun crowd was meeting in New Orleans. Just magically this occurs. And even people like Limbaugh have had to point out that every time there's a big gun bill being introduced, magically there's some mass shooting. And then you add together the police admitting that they shot at least some of the children. And you add together the school having a lot of people out of class that day, the principal, the sheriff meeting, and it's scary stuff. The government is essentially destroying our property without paying for it. That's what some of the locals are saying. I'm extremely frustrated, and my clients are extremely frustrated. Lawyer Arlington said his clients paid $3,000. To record the depositions of the killer's parents. Oh, yeah, they've already paid for all this, folks. The government is essentially destroying our property without paying for it, Arlington said. I remember they had to pay, like, exorbitant amounts of money for police emails from the sheriff, and the sheriff wouldn't release them. Won't release your emails the day before. What's in those? The government is essentially destroying our property without paying for it, Arlington said. In the order handed down by Cohen on Tuesday, the court found that there would be no further purpose needed or use for any of the five depositions to remain in existence because the case has been settled. Oh, yeah, I'd imagine that a law school doesn't want those for their records, huh? I'd imagine nobody wants it. The two cases involved in the order are Mark Allen Taylor versus Solvay Pharmaceuticals, Inc., and Brian Rarborough, and four other victims' families versus the parents of Harrison Kleibold. And the government is destroying that evidence to protect the parents of the Patsy children. They don't want any investigations, any court cases on this. And, of course, they're also trying to protect the psychotropic drug makers, these young men were hopped up on. All right, we'll come back. Did Bush serve in the Air National Guard? Did he go AWOL in Alabama? The answer is, of course, he did. Getting rid of Posse Comitatus, a bunch of election news. It's all coming up in your phone calls, 1-800-259-9231.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits. But you have to act now. With $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk. Or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Folks, you can go climb in a hole somewhere and hope the New World Order passes you by, but you're going to rot in that little cave you built for yourself. The globalists are a bunch of degenerate, lying, murderous, ruthless, sadistic trash. They have a religion of sadism, and sadistically feeding on populations. They love death. They love to mete it out. They love to mutate societies and dumb you down. They love to control you and starve you mentally, spiritually, physically. They love to poison your very soul. So get angry and stand up and educate yourself about history and understand you're part of the ancient war against tyranny. Do it now, my friends. Be part of history. We're about to go to Mike, Angus, and many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. Let's just go to calls, then I'll go to Did Bush Serve ABC News? Are you ready for a militarized police force, otherwise known as martial law? That's the headline. I love it. Here's another mainstream news article. Gun owners begin lying down weapons. Laying down weapons. I'm from Texas. Lying down weapons, sorry. And more people were killed with knives than guns in 2002. Oh, very interesting statistic out of Canada. Kuwait foils smuggling of chemicals, bio-warheads from Iraq. That's a big headline. What does that mean? Devious virus attacks on the rise. Arnold's in a lot of trouble. It means his approval rating will go up for basically groping women on elevators. Well, that's pretty bad, but it's better than some things he's done. I guess that means he was doing the other stuff for money and the stuff with the men for money and the stuff with women because he likes it. That's just some of the news here. I'm sorry. Also, Americans want President Bush and Congress to renew the gun ban. More propaganda from the media. Conservative critics blast NAACP opposition to the Caucasian Student Club. And it's actually a Heinz 57 girl. You know, she's multiple races. Human race, I guess you'd say. She says there's kind of a reverse racism against whites. And I've experienced this. You know, I'm pretty young, folks. And so I don't have this big guilt complex that a lot of older folks have. And I don't care what color you are, but if you have a problem with me and you're a racist, I'll end up not liking you. But not because of your race, but because you don't like me. And then you think your racism's okay because you're a minority. When you're really the majority globally, and pretty much are the majority here. I don't know. It's amazing. We'll get into that, too. Right now, let's talk to Mark in Minnesota. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, liberal commie. How's it going?
That's right. I'm pro-gun, pro-border, pro-sovereignty.
You are
a communist, yes.
You are a liberal extremist commie. That's what you are, Alex.
Well, so's Ron Paul. He's against Trotsky, yes.
You left-wing extremist. But I noticed a few days ago, you were saying how, you know, Bush could marry Fidel Castro, and people still call Bush a conservative. Well, he didn't exactly marry Castro, but he has gotten into bed with Castro.
Well, that's my point. That's the analogy, is that they're, while putting out rhetoric that they don't like him, the Republicans are moving to normalize relations.
Well, it goes beyond that. In fact, there was something that happened. This was Bush was president. It was in the year 2001. And it was so horrible. I mean, I can't believe that this hasn't received that much media coverage at all. But I'm not sure if you're familiar with exactly what happened in Angola. But you have the communist Marxist regime of Jose Eduardo dos Santos, who has been backed up by none other than Fidel Castro. And you have Cuban communist troops, Marxist troops, who are helping to prop that Marxist regime up. And killing Jonas Savimbi, killing his followers, you know, the freedom fighters. Well, in fact, Reagan had backed Jonas Savimbi. Not that Reagan was really all that conservative, but he at least backed Jonas Savimbi.
Well, let's just say it. I mean, Reagan is ultra right wing compared to Bush.
Yes,
you want to use that whole spectrum.
But then Bush Sr. came around, and Chevron wanted to get involved in oil exploration in Angola. So Chevron gets into bed with the Jose Eduardo dos Santos Marxist regime. Next thing you know, Bush Sr., using the UN and so forth, decides to impose sanctions on the Savimbi faction so that they can't get weapons and so forth. And then Clinton kept that going. And then a few years ago, 2001, the federal government, out in Washington, you know, the Washington regime, the Bush regime, in concert with Fidel Castro and Chevron. By the way, you had the Cuban Marxist troops guarding Chevron's oil wells.
Yeah, okay? Stay there. We'll talk about this when we get back, Mark. Then we'll go to the other Mikes and Angus and others that are holding. Stay with us. A lot more coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art tech.
800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Welcome back, folks. Alex Jones here, now 33 minutes and 15 seconds into this first hour of this 2nd of October 2003 worldwide transmission against tyranny. For those that just joined us, Mark in Minnesota was raising the point of how not just Chevron, but Dutch Royal Shell and others work with every unsavory group you can imagine. In fact, we have the communist Chinese, according to BBC, by the tens of thousands, the military, guarding BP and Dutch Royal Shell installations in Sudan, helping with the extermination program of the Christians there in the south. This is on the record, folks. And then down in the central areas of Africa, as you were just mentioning, Fidel Castro's troops there, guarding Chevron bases, slaughtering those to get their land. The globalists don't care. They want to work with dictators. They want to work with one person. They want to work with strong men, because then they just got to pay one person off and get the population as slaves. And go ahead and finish the fine point you were making about our neocon president who's trying to normalize relations with Havana, Cuba.
Yeah, so anyway, you have communist Cuban troops guarding Chevron oil wells in Angola. And, of course, it was our policy under Reagan to have backed Jonas Savimbi. Good man, you know, good man. And I encourage people to go look up information on him. Good, solid freedom fighter right there, opposing that wicked Marxist regime in Angola, Jose Eduardo dos Santos. Well, eventually, they decided they were just going to take Jonas Savimbi out, you know, get rid of him. And so a few years ago, 2001 here, the Bush regime, colluding with the Cuban Marxists, Fidel Castro, and the Jose Eduardo dos Santos regime, decide to assassinate Jonas Savimbi using sophisticated tracking technology, honing in on his cell phone. So they assassinate the poor guy, and 4 days later, Bush has Jose Eduardo dos Santos come visit him out in Washington, D.C. I mean, it's just horrible.
Well, exactly.
Absolutely horrible.
And thank you, Mark, for the call. Really amazing points. And we did cover that at the time when it happened. And this is what's frustrating. But I sit up here and I freak out on air and I say, 70% of the American people don't know where Iraq is on a map. The numbers are 70 to 90% depending on adults, college students, or high school students. But between 70 and 90% depending on what poll, don't know who the vice president is. Doesn't matter if it's Bill Clinton, who's in office, or George Bush. They don't know who Dick Cheney is. They don't know who Al Gore is. The people, most people, I haven't seen the poll numbers on it, but if they don't know where Iraq is or who the vice president is, I guarantee the numbers are even worse. And I've done little polls on the streets for my TV show. I've walked up to maybe 20 people and said, what's the Fourth Amendment? And maybe if you talk to 20 people, maybe one person will say, oh, they got to have a warrant. So, you know, this caller is bringing up our government meeting with communist murderers who are taking over and slaughtering people for the oil companies, and they don't even know where Angola is. They have no idea of the history of Africa. They have no idea about how these criminal crime cartels, that's what the New World Order is different allied houses, the global crime syndicate, how they have used fascist and communist and created these people as their tools. So you're trying to explain this to somebody, they go, well, wait a minute, isn't Bush a conservative? Well, can't I go back to sleep? That's my frustration, because we see this over and over and over again. It's like the head of the New York Stock Exchange, Richard Grasso. I mean, I have the Reuters and AP photos, a bunch of them, where he met the head of the FARC guerrilla in 99, hugged him, the head of the communist guerrillas who control about a third of Colombia, and told him, either you invest with us, put your drug money in our banks and the stock market, or we're going to come down here and bomb you. You can either make money or get bombs. He threatened him. That was a quote. And the FARC said no. Now, I'm not for the FARC, you understand. They're just another little crime syndicate that didn't play ball with the bigger criminals and, you know, the bigger mafia. And so it's like a larger mafia group, you know, the New York mob going after some little Irish mob or something in some small town. And one of those little mob wars where people don't roll over. And so that's the same equivalent. You've got the big New York mob of today going after a little communist mob down in Colombia who want to keep their own money. And by the way, all the drug interdiction, all the drug spraying, all the stuff that's going on down there, that's just of the communist-controlled areas. The drug war is against their competition internationally, and internally, it's about a police state and packing the prisons with fresh souls to build the whack and hunt widgets and then drive down the labor cost and displace more middle-class people. So this is the system. But you try to explain that to somebody, they don't know who Richard Grasso is. They don't know who the head of the New York Stock Exchange is. They don't know he just got $139.5 million for all the scams he's been running. They don't know that there's a law that the New York Stock Exchange is allowed to take drug money from outside the country. They don't know these people are, that Bush is hanging out with murdering dictators. They don't know. But here's Professor Carol Quigley, and then I'll go to more calls. This was Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown. And this was a guy who wrote Tragedy and Hope and who believed in one world government and admitted that he had studied the one world government movement and that he thought it was a great thing. And then Bill Clinton's one of his first State of the Unions, he thanked, in several speeches, in a speech and in a State of the Union, he thanked Professor Carroll Quigley as his mentor that saw the potential for him to be a president someday. Now, this is Professor Carroll Quigley in his book, Tragedy and Hope. I'm reading this from my book, Descent into Tyranny, where I have this quote, among dozens of other key quotes. There does exist and has existed for a generation an international network which operates to some extent in the way the radical right believes the communists act. In fact, this network, which we may identify as the Round Table Groups, CFR, Trilateral Commission, Royal Institute of International Affairs, I added that, has no aversion to cooperating with communists or any other groups that frequently does so. I know the operations of this network because I have studied it for 20 years and was permitted for 2 years in the early 60s to examine its papers and secret records. I have no aversion to it or most of its aims and have, for much of my life, been close to it and to many of its instruments. I have objected, both in the past and recently, to a few of its policies, but in general, my chief difference of opinion is that it wishes to remain unknown, and I believe its role in history is significant enough to be known, and that's a Tragedy and Hope, from the book Tragedy and Hope, published in 1966. So, by the way, Bush just signed back on. He had his little tart signed back on for him a couple days ago with that New World Order globalist, Jacques Chirac. They just sent Laura Bush over there with her little demon eyes. And she just signed back on to this. She's a very evil-looking woman, folks. I've met her. I don't mean to get off on how people look, but I just wanted to make that point. Even though it is quite true that any radical eugenic policy will be for many years politically and psychologically impossible, it will be important for UNESCO to see that the eugenic problem is examined with the greatest care and the public mind is informed of the issues at stake so that much that is now unthinkable may at least become thinkable. Sir Julian Huxley, first Director General of UNESCO, 46 to 48, brother of Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World, and said that Brave New World was what he thought would happen because that was the plan. Now you wonder why it's so similar. Okay, Mike in, I don't know, where are you calling us from, Mike, Minnesota?
Butte.
Montana.
Oh, you're calling us from Montana, and then we'll go to another couple other mics. Welcome, Mike in Montana.
Hi, how you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, my friend.
Again. There's a kind of a little basic theme I got going here this morning about the children. It kind of got me fired up with that thing about Columbine.
Yeah, destroying the evidence and the depositions, and this article doesn't mention they won't release the emails of the sheriff and others. They won't release any of the police officers' depositions. And they've got witnesses that told the school administrators, the cops were saying, yeah, we were shooting the kids as they came out.
Mm-hmm.
We were ordered to do so. Go ahead.
Before I get to the main part on Columbine, I wanted to kind of throw in a little thing that they're kind of teaching our kids. I thought Jimmy Neutron was a pretty good little cartoon until I overheard one of the kids on there saying one day, lies are your best friends, you just haven't met them yet. And, well...
Who were your best friends?
Lies.
Lies?
Yeah, lies are your best friends, you just haven't met them yet. The little kid with the little superhero figurine.
Well, yeah, the Jimmy Neutron cartoon, I have like a 10-second clip of it in Road to Tyranny. When we're talking about brainwashing kids for biometrics, and to get the mail, you have to be DNA tested and retina scanned. And they've got all these new TV shows about spy kids. I don't mean the movies. I mean they have shows in Canada about how to be a spy. All the big rage is the toys, how to be a spy. And this new CIA DARPA video game where you kill your neighbors, torture your neighbors, you're a terrorist, you're the CIA.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is meant for widespread distribution to train people to think like this.
Well, they've even got video games out now where you're basically in control of the war. You control the propaganda and form the people's minds to suit your own purposes.
Well, I remember about 4 years ago I did a review of a game called Dungeon Keeper.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting my oil change. I was reading some computer gaming review magazine that was laying there, and it was how wonderful the game was. PC World gave it the highest award, and you kidnap women and children. You're a demon. You torture them to death down in a pit. And the more pain you give them, and this is what Satanists believe, the more power you get.
Yeah.
And that's what happened down in Matamoros with those drug dealers grabbing college kids to torture them to, quote, get power, you know, the mental patients they are.
Uh-huh.
And here was just this game sold to children. And you build your war machine, black ski mask troops, off who you torture and kill in your pit.
Huh.
And so this is the type of game, and the most popular game is the, Grand Theft Auto 1, 2, and 3, and they got these other games where you rape the prostitute, you don't pay her, you blow her head off, you get large bonuses. Now, this is what America's turning into, and those will be your police officers very soon.
Oh, yeah. And another thing about kids, I don't know if you ever noticed the thing about Waco. They said, oh, it's for the children and so on and so forth and stuff. What I want to know is if they didn't know what, you know, where people were in there, then why were they ramming the walls with tanks and tearing the walls right down around the children's ears if they were so worried about them? And then,
I got to tell you, I really am an expert on Waco, and just because I've studied it for so long and done so much reporting on it and been so close to it here in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
They came in day one with helicopters firing, with the BATF firing at the front. They knew that Paresh or Howell went to town every day, jogged up the property every day, had an auto repair place down the street. They didn't want to come pick him up. They knew the sheriff did target shooting with him. They knew they just made money as one of their side businesses at gun shows, a small part of what they did. $250 tax they claimed that they hadn't paid on a gun. And so they hit him with a 97-man assault team. And there's actual video with the Fed shooting the first two BATF officers. The Davidians weren't even shooting. And two of Clinton's bodyguards go in first. And you can clearly see the Fed shooting them. And then the helicopters all open fire. And then they all open fire on the front of the church. And as soon as the Feds quit shooting, the Davidians let them all retreat and leave. Then they called in the Germans and the Israelis and the Russians. The Russians had a white noise machine. They did the mind control bit. And they sent in Delta Force to kill them. And, I mean, that's what they did. It was never about that thing was meant to go badly wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
And the shooting started with killing Clinton's bodyguards. I mean, there's video of this, folks. And so that's how the whole thing started. And now General Shoemaker, the chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Clark, who was over him, is running for president. I mean, you know, they're getting rid of Posse Comitatus. They want generals, military men, that will kill American babies, that will take toddlers and consume them in death and fire.
Nope. Yeah, I wasn't trying to make the point that they did it for the children. I was saying that they...
You're being sarcastic, I understand.
Well, they from some of the testimony that I heard, when it was going down, they were saying, oh, we are doing this for the children. I know better, but...
Yeah, we've got to save the children. That's why we didn't just pick up Koresh, you know, who really... I mean, I got to tell you, it was a fruit loop, folks. But the Davidians are just real nice people, and most of what you heard was going on in there turned out to be fake testimony by the feds, that young girl and all that. That's all admitted now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't believe in what Koresh believes in. The Davidians all don't agree with each other. I mean, that was a Seventh-day Adventist breakoff group, been there since the 30s, so... And you know, the reason they like Koresh is it was this big, fat, mean guy who wasn't even into religion, who had the deed to the property, who basically was beating people up and shoving them around. And Vernon Howell, known as Koresh, came out and beat him up and threw him off the property. And so, wow, this guy's our Messiah. He's being nice to us. But the point is, regardless of whether what you think of the Davidians, you don't go in there and murder them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So... that's what really went on there.
I don't agree with him either. You know, I don't believe what he believes, but I do believe that life is more important than that. As far as Columbine goes, I see Columbine as something to further the agenda of creating the police state. I mean, what better way to create the police state of tomorrow than to indoctrinate the kids on a day-to-day basis.
Well, that's it. This was the excuse to turn the schools into total and complete prisons, mm-hmm. And now the parents can't get in. There's barbed wire fences. If there is somebody shooting, they lock the school down, which ensures a maximum death toll.
Nope.
Look, they wouldn't let the children leave in Columbine. 4 hours. I had the Rocky Mountain News editor on a few years ago, and I said, for 3 hours, and he said, no, let me correct you. He said it was 3 hours and 57 minutes from the time they got there. From the time the first SWAT team got there, if you count from the time before the SWAT team, it's over 4 hours and 20 minutes. According to the Rocky Mountain News editor who showed up on scene. So,
yeah.
Just incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. You know that, like I said, what better way to indoctrinate the tomorrow's generation into a police state than to make a problem in schools where they have to make it into
That's it. And actually, school shootings are way down statistically, about 27% overall in the last 10 years, but they create the perception that it's an epidemic. Thanks for the call. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, when they had that wall-to-wall, kids were being kidnapped, they just decided to focus on kidnapping cases. Kidnapping's actually way down. And I predicted, I said, watch, after a month of this, there's going to be a rollout of microchips for every child. And right on time, remember that? And suddenly was the rollout for the chips for the kids. I mean, it's really transparent once you've been studying it long enough. You see it happen, folks. You've seen it unfold. Mike in Florida, Angus in Canada, Jim in Colorado, and others. Your calls are up next, so stay with us and a bunch of other key news items, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and
and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days. Pollution, pollen. Is it as healthy as you'd like? And allergies, asthma, probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go into you, into your children,
your lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, PureTech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
PureTech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles like smoke, odors, VOCs, allergens, fine dust, mold, pollen, and kills bacteria for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The PureTech Pure Air System. Online at PureTech.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, all these great callers from around the country, from Nevada to Colorado, well, to Canada. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes, and I will, early in the next hour, get into, did Bush serve? And we know he didn't. We know he went AWOL, because he is a criminal. He is a liberal. He is anti-gun. He is a New World Order stooge. That's coming up. Also, are you ready for a militarized police force, otherwise known as martial law? That's a newspaper headline. Here's another one. Gun owners begin laying down weapons. That's just some of what I'm getting to in the next hour. And should I even get into Arnold's groping of women? I mean, yeah, that's bad. It shows he's pretty compulsive and out of control. But, I mean, does it pale in significance to saying he loves Hitler? Which I know is now a needed requisite for a Simon Wiesenthal endorsement. I'm going to get in trouble because I don't support Hitler, but I don't know. I don't want to keep talking about Arnold. We're going to find out. We already know the foregone conclusion. He's going to win coming up here in about 5 days. But before I go back to your calls and all this news, yes, it's the end of the hour, and I haven't gotten around to it yet, so I might as well do it now. I am a documentary filmmaker. The films are really good, and they're waking people up. Folks that see them about 90% of the time, especially the new films that are so good, they're waking up. They're having their paradigm shifted, their mindset unlocked. The pieces are falling into place. They're connecting the dots. They're having the blinders removed. They're being knocked off their horse and waking up new men and women. You need to get 911, The Road to Tyranny. You need to get Masters of Terror, part two of that. Police State 3 Total Enslavement's my newest film. It is amazing. You need to get America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, get The Takeover, get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. The videos are all over 2 hours. Some are 2 hours and 40 minutes long. If you order three or more of any of the 9 films, they drop down to $20 a piece. That's a big discount, folks. $18 discount on 3-tape special. $24 discount on 4-tape special. You need to get the new book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order by Paul Watson, 300-plus page book, excellent reading, quick reading, about government-sponsored terror, really the best work I've seen on the subject, $19.95. Get a second book for only $12 to give as a gift this Christmas or to a loved one or as a birthday present. Go to Infowars.com or go to PrisonPlanet.com to get my book, Watson's book, to get the videos, or call toll-free right now, folks, at 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Make that call right now, 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to order. And who else told you to get their videos and make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes? Get my videos. Make some copies. Get them out to opinion makers in your area. Please. And, of course, your purchase also supports this show. The mailing address to get the videos is 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. So, again, 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And we do need your support as well. These are some of the best films out there. All right, I'm going to come back and go straight to Mike and Angus and Jim and Warren and a bunch of other folks in Nevada, you name it, in the second hour. I'm going to take these five calls that are first up, and I'm going to go to Did Bush Serve and all of their news that I was just mentioning. Plus, there's some new biotech news that I need to get to. And, of course, L.A. Times, Schwarzenegger groped Hollywood women. And the guy's an animal, man. He's out of control. There's no self-control. I mean, even if you love Hitler, you know, you'd think the guy would be a little bit smart enough to not run around saying it. Just crazy. It goes on to say, Chicago asked Congress to rethink Patriot Act. Well, that's the pot calling the kettle black. And Atlanta's about to pull out of the Patriot Act, so big trouble for the New World Order. Deputy quits after filming a film of him threatening to shoot students. Well, they shoot a lot of children in these drills at schools. They shoot a lot of cops, too. It's horrible. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform...